Welcome to Triangle 411, the pulse that moves the Triangle world today. It's a vibrant collection of stories, medical breakthroughs, what's trending, social good, events, and boundless other adventures. A conversation pit of comedians, authors, chefs, sports figures, experts, the common and the uncommon. Here's the host of Triangle 411, Mary Innsbrucker.
Hi, friends. Today we're talking about IV hydration and vitamin therapy. We will be exploring the benefits, the different kinds of drips, and more. With claims of enhancing energy, weight loss, and immune systems, as well as reducing headaches, stress, and depression, these treatments have gained vast popularity, especially among the health conscious. So while Triangle 411 does not endorse or recommend, we thought you might enjoy this info. Joining me today to discuss this topic is acute care nurse practitioner and co-owner of Hydrate Medical, Keith Paris. Welcome, Keith.
Welcome. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. We're going to talk about all kinds of things here with this IV and hydrate therapy, things like Myers cocktails, banana bags, we'll cover it all. But let's start with the basics. How does IV hydration vitamin therapy work, Keith?
At Hydrate Medical, patients come in and they're evaluated by a provider or a nurse who takes their past medical history and screens them. And their IVs are basically fitted for them and what they are there for. Obviously, someone who is dehydrated from a virus versus someone who's training for an athletic event versus someone who's hangover, their needs are totally different.
And we're going to talk about those individually later in the show. Let me ask you this, and I wasn't able to fact check this. You may know it, but okay. It has been reported that Adele, the Kardashians, Harry Styles, and Jay Fonda are all day drippers. What's caused these drips to become so popular, especially among celebrities?
Well, I think in order to stay hydrated, you need to drink an excessive amount of fluids and water, and sometimes people's stomachs aren't allowed to do that and will not process it in that way. And so an easier way is to get an IV where the fluid goes directly into your vascular system and doesn't have to go through your stomach, which can get upset from time to time.
So is IV therapy better than taking vitamins?
Well, as far as IV therapy, is just the fluids and the vitamins that we add to those, are better than taking like an oral vitamin because it doesn't have to go through your stomach and get broken down and absorbed that way. And so you get a lot more bioavailability from the IV source.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So let's go through this a little bit. I walk in the door and I'm here for some type of hydration, IV therapy, vitamins, whatever. What actually happens in a therapy session? You know, how long does it last? What's involved? How do I get hooked up? You know, the whole, give us
sure.
The whole picture.
Yeah. So you would be greeted at the front, whether you had an appointment or just walked in by one of the staff members who would get you checked in, and then they would walk you to your room. Either one of the providers or one of the nurses would take your medical history and screen you to see if you're able to get the IV hydration.
Let me stop you there. Why would you not be able to take it?
So like if you had kidney problems where your kidneys didn't work well and you couldn't process the fluid through them, if you had history of cardiac disease, congestive heart failure, things like that, where giving you more fluid would actually be harmful and not beneficial.
Okay, good. I'm glad you pointed that out. Okay, sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but I thought, wait a minute,
that's okay.
who can't get this? Just in case somebody in our audience would apply to them. So, okay, go ahead.
Sure. And then, you know, if you're screened and you're able to get the IV hydration, they would take your vital signs, and assuming that your vital signs are normal, discuss different options of which IV hydration you would get or which drip you would get. And once you made that decision, you know, all of our nurses are highly skilled at IVs, and most, if not all, are emergency room nurses who are very good. They would place the IV, start your IV drip. And most drips last about 40 minutes for you to get your drip and have the IV out.
I have small veins. And when you say emergency room nurses, I'm kind of glad to hear that because they have to get right in there. Any issue with that type of thing?
No, I mean, our nurses are highly skilled. And, you know, emergency room nurses are used to starting IVs on people who are very sick and have very little vascular access. So they get very good at it. Mm-hmm. And so most people that come to us and say, I'm a heart sick or I got small veins, have no problems getting IVs on them.
Okay. So, and I know this is going to be rather almost an impossible question to answer, but maybe ballpark or a range.
Sure.
What kind of cost are we talking about? It again, realizing it'll depend on the drip, but you know, from one extreme to another, what are we talking about?
If you came in for what we call a first time drip, if you just came in for your first treatment, you can get as low as $89. And drips range all the way up to $299 and even more to like $400 for some drips.
Now I walked in and that you told me how that was going to work. Now I'm walking out and I want to know a couple things. What can I expect after an IV vitamin infusion?
Well, I think that goes back to the question of why did you get the IV in the first place? If you were training for an athletic event and you were dehydrated, and say you had a headache from the dehydration, obviously your headache would go away. You would have more energy related to the vitamins that you received. If you were, say, hungover and we gave you IV fluids, we could give you medicine for nausea, medicine for your headache. We can make all those things go away. Or versus if you were just there for health and wellness, and got a drip with like B12, B vitamins, and vitamin C, you may not notice an immediate benefit, but usually the next day you'll notice an increase in your energy.
Okay, so that was going to be one of my questions. How long does it take to feel the effects from the infusion? So generally it's quicker, except for the one that you just mentioned, that would be the next day. What about side effects or disadvantages?
As long as you are medically screened appropriately and you have no side effects to getting the fluid, the only side effects you may have are you may have some bruising at the IV site. You know, you can have tenderness there, but you shouldn't have any other side effects of like swelling in your feet or anything like that. And that's why we do the kind of rigorous screening up front to make sure those things don't happen.
Mm-hmm. So besides those actual side effects, any disadvantages of an IV therapy?
Other than the IV? No.
That's good. Usually we're always looking at what are those side effects or disadvantages.
Sure.
Okay, so now I want to, and you mentioned a few of these, but I want to maybe talk about them more in detail. There's several drifts offered, and you know, there's a Smyers cocktail and banana bags. Those are kind of the same thing, aren't they?
Well, a banana bag is just a generic term to describe an IV bag that has yellow. But a Myers cocktail has B vitamins, B12, vitamin C, has magnesium, calcium in it. And so we kind of craft different things, or different drips to kind of tailor made them for people who have, you know, different complaints. I mean, obviously, like I said before, if you were hungover, you would need an entirely different recipe than if you were out training for an athletic event and got dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. So what would be the difference there?
Well, in an athletic drip, you would get, you know, B vitamins, you would get amino acids to help your muscles recover. There can be carnitine in there to kind of help with muscle recovery as well, along with fluids versus like a hangover treatment. You would need medicine for headache, nausea, upset stomach, along with antioxidants to kind of help your body absorb the alcohol. And we can give you medicines that kind of help your body, help your liver along with the processing.
What about, I saw something about a beauty drip. Is that taking care of wrinkles, or what are we talking about with the beauty trip? Because I might be there tomorrow.
Yeah. So glutathione in higher doses of up to like 2 grams is known to lighten skin. And some people had gotten that for, you know, some sunspots, or if they're a darker color and wanted to lighten their color a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned an $89 introductory drip kind of thing. If we were coming in for the beauty drip and getting these benefits, is that, you know, do I have to have like 10 drips or 2 drips, or, you know, what are we talking about here?
As far as the beauty drip, you know, people normally would do like 5 to 6 treatments over a month or a month and a half to kind of see the benefits.
And then is that it, or do you have to keep repeating it like once a week or a month or something to maintain whatever you benefited?
Well, it varies based on, you know, people's experience or skin color. And so some people never come back. Some people can come back, you know, every couple months, but it's not something that they would be doing weekly.
Okay. And so that's good. Not weekly. But this sounds like something maybe not necessarily the beauty drip, but let's say you have some kind of big event and you want to look your best, you might go in for, you finish the sentence.
Yeah. And so it can give you, you know, a lot of times people do this when they're going to an event, they come in and get IV fluids for hydration. They get B12 to give them some energy, B vitamins as well. Vitamin C will help, you know, their immune system. And, you know, based on, you know, if they, if it was an athletic event, they would be getting different things versus, you know, kind of general health and wellness.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned immune boosting. Can you tell me about that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, we have some drips that, you know, we never say that, you know, we have the cure for the common cold or a cure for any virus. But what we want to do is support your immune system. And by giving the IV fluids, that kind of helps with your hydration, B vitamins, vitamin C, and even zinc that can help your immune system have what it needs to function as well as it can.
Mm-hmm. Now, I imagine the jet lag drip would be a pretty popular and necessary one.
Sure. I mean, a lot of people, you know, when you travel, your sleep's off, you may be in a different time zone, you don't eat as well, you're probably may or may not drink or may drink too much. And so that kind of goes back to the same philosophy of kind of getting your body what it needs to kind of recover, mm-hmm. as with vitamins, hydration, and get you back to your normal self.
Okay. Now, are there any myths you would want to debunk about IV hydration therapy?
As far as any myths, think about that. What I would say is that it's not, a lot of people are more worried about the needle and the stick. I don't think, you know, with qualified people, that is very minimal. And it's a very safe process. You know, we've treated thousands and thousands of people since we've been open 9 years ago without complication. And I think that goes back to us, you know, medically screening people who are appropriately to get the IVs.
So how has your business increased in the 9 years?
Well, we started our first clinic in 2014 in Charlotte. And since then, we now have 7 clinics across North and South Carolina.
Mm. So there is a need for this. People are. Do you have any celebrities that come to your offices?
We can't really tell you who comes and who doesn't.
Oh, bummer.
Because of HIPAA violations.
That's the good part of the show.
Yeah.
I get it. So what would you say is, you know, we talked about benefits, but if you had to name one as the absolute best benefit of these IV hydrations, vitamin drips, what would you say?
I would, you know, keeping your body hydrated allows it to function at its maximal potential. And it's really hard to do, even if you focus on it. You know, if you're drinking fluids throughout the day. You know, getting 1 liter of IV fluids is basically equivalent to drinking 2 gallons of water. And so that's a lot of water to drink on a daily basis. And some people just can't. They can't do it because their stomach or absorption. And so it offers them a different way to get their hydration and stay as healthy as they can.
Well, you know, and that makes sense because that's all you hear is drink water, drink water, drink water. I mean, way back they were saying 8 glasses a day at least. Yeah. So that does make sense. And I know a lot of folks used to be a lot just with the athletes, but now, you know, I see people with these water bottles walking around all the time now because, sure. You know, I guess the medical benefits have finally caught up with the mentality that you don't have to be an athlete running on a field to need that type of hydration.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Anything that you think we should add that I didn't cover that you think would be important for our audience to know?
The only thing I could tell you is about, you know, me and my partner. You know, we've been in the ER for, you know, probably over 35 years combined, you know, and we've been doing this from an ER standpoint, like I said, for 35 years, and we've been open for 9 years. It'll be 9 years in August, you know, and treated thousands of people without any significant complications and want people to know that it's a safe process.
Mm-hmm. What made you start this then, from going from ER to starting sure. this business?
Well, working in the ER, we saw how safe this was in the right population of people. And we wanted to bring that opportunity to people in private practice and give them a different atmosphere. All of our clinics are a spa-like environment. And so it's not a very clinical environment. You know, we have TVs and rooms and chaise lounges that you can lay on, you know, and just offering a service that, you know, for something that people needed, which is IV hydration, and kind of bring it to private practice in a better setting.
I like that you explained that, the spa-like setting and such. I wasn't aware of that. So you do kind of think clinical when you talk anything medical. So
yeah.
That was wise. That was a wise, you did good. You did good.
Thank you.
Well, if folks want more information, where should they go?
You can go to hydratemedical.com. They can answer the questions about different drips and what they're for. Also give you our locations and show you which one's closest to you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much for being here.
All right. Thank you.
And you know, these types of spas/clinics are all over now because, like Keith mentioned, it's just so beneficial to some. And so I'm sure you can find one of these clinics around your corner wherever you might live. But now it is time to high five and say goodbye. I'm Mary Innsbrucker for Triangle 411. Today's pocket, be wonderful to others.